The scandal and the fallout from the affair that forced CIA Director David Petraeus to resign is continuing to spread. Today, the Wall Street Journal suggests that Petraeus and his boss, National Intelligence Director James Clapper, squabbled in Petraeus' final days at the CIA. Petraeus apparently had upset Clapper by publicly releasing a timeline of the CIA's response to the attack in Libya. Joining us live now is WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., it appears leaks are still a big problem. Why is this continuing to happen?
Washington is why it's continuing to happen. And one of the real problems in the intelligence community, which Clapper pointed out very eloquently not too long ago, is there are people that are talking too much about things they shouldn't be talking about, and they know they shouldn't be talking about these things, and they're talking about them to the press. And the question behind that is, why are they doing it? And in this particular case, how do we stop it?
Well, so how exactly did we find out about what went on between Clapper and Petraeus in Petraeus' final days, and who told them?
This is the curious thing about this. There had to be some pretty high-level people in the room, or at least had access to the information that took place, the conversation between Clapper and Petraeus, that had this information. The Wall Street Journal refers to them as senior officials. Now, was it the CIA? They haven't responded and haven't said anything about this. Was it the DNI? It wasn't them. So who else then would have had access to this? Officials in the intelligence community, in the national security community, who knew about this and had access to the information and the disposition of it, seem to be the people that were talking to the Wall Street Journal and perhaps other reporters as well. And that's where this seems to have come from.
What's the danger, though, of releasing the timeline of the CIA's response to the attack in Libya? What does that leak actually mean?
Well, the timeline itself was really there's no danger in that. There was just a divergence of opinion between Clapper and Petraeus, perhaps. The danger in this particular situation is revealing what's going on in supposedly classified settings. People within the community who are just going out and running all over top of or just ignoring the rules that govern the intelligence community that say you're not supposed to talk about these things. And the fact that they would dare do this about two of the highest profile people in the intelligence community seems to suggest that some people feel as though they're above the law or rules of protocol.
Obviously, a serious situation in the intelligence community. What is Clapper going to do about this, and is anyone going to fall on the sword for it?
Someone along the way at some point is going to have to, based on the folks that I've spoken to. And as far as what I've heard from the director of National Intelligence Office today, he's pretty frustrated about the fact that someone would do this, someone with this kind of information would go out and, first of all, characterize it this way, which is, and I'm told it's inaccurate, the characterization is inaccurate, but then that they would actually be bold enough to go out to do this and then think that they would not face any kind of repercussions. Now, the question is, was the someone or someone's that did this above any kind of repercussions? This is one of the questions that's being asked. Did they think, or do they think, that they're above and beyond any kind of repercussions that could come from doing something like this to two senior people in the intelligence community?
Well, we'll watch it unfold. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green.